Hi everyone, my name is Aubrey, and today I'm going to be sharing with you the number one killer of productivity, creativity, and ultimately your business growth. It's a word that we are all probably very familiar with, and that is stress. So, before we get started, thank you so much for being here, and thank you very much to Lisa for having me as part of this amazing Golden Bat Brands community. As I said, my name is Aubrey, and I am a registered nurse and a certified nutrigenomics practitioner. If you have no idea what that is, you are not alone. Essentially, nutrigenomics is a pretty new science, and it is based on how your genes influence your environment and also how your environment, so things like your nutrition, your sleep, your stress, all impact your genes as well. So I work at the cutting edge of personalized health with go-getter humans who are up to big things and need the energy and vitality to match. I'm all about supporting people to understand their bodies so that they can reach their highest potential, optimize their health, and live their lives as their highest and brightest selves. All right, so today we're going to cover what stress actually is, good versus bad stress. How stress impacts your body, three steps that we can take to optimize our stress levels, and also some practical tools that you can use daily to reduce your stress. All right. So, what is stress? Something that we're all too familiar with, but the actual sort of definition of what stress actually is anything that your body perceives as a threat. Now, that can be anything from feeling constant pressure to do or to be something, deadlines at work or in your business, an argument with a friend or a family member, driving in traffic, that one definitely stresses me out, emotional stress or trauma, social media, to things like over or under eating, over exercising and under exercising. High chemical or toxin exposure, poor sleep, imbalanced blood sugars, dehydration, nutrient deficiencies, and sometimes just reading lists of all the things that can stress us out. All right, so what each person perceives as stressful is highly subjective and bio-individual. Stress can actually be good or bad. It's how you perceive and react to it. And we sort of know that instinctually, right? So today I'm going to be covering more sort of the bad stress or the stress that we know isn't so great for us. But it would be really remiss of me if I didn't mention that there is such thing as good stress. And this is known as hormetic stress. So the term hormetic stress comes from hormesis. And hormesis is a process in which your body and your cells respond, recover, and improve after mild stress. And as you can see there, that mild stress is usually caused by a hormetic stressor. Now, the most common and very popular at the moment hormetic stressors are things like exercise, heat exposure, so things like saunas. Cold exposure, that one's a really popular one at the moment, with cold plunges, cold showers, all of that kind of thing. Fasting is also a hormetic stress, so whether that's like a water fast or just time restricted eating. And then certain breathing exercises also fall under the hormetic stress or good stress category. Going back to the not so great stress, and this is predominantly what we're going to be focusing on today, I just want to talk about what impacts that actually has on your body. So, digestion, it's a really, really big one that stress affects, and it does this by slowing motility. So, pulling the blood supply away from our digestive organs to our peripheries, which is our arms and legs. And think here about that fight flight response, right? Our body knows, okay, I need to run or fight. And so all of that digestive, all of that energy is pulled away from digestive organs. It's sent out to arms and legs so that we can fight or run. It affects our metabolism, and it does that by releasing cortisol, which is a very well-known stress hormone that I'm sure that a lot of you would have heard of, or maybe even be familiar with. And it causes high cortisol causes imbalanced blood sugars. It affects our reproductive system, so especially for us females, it means that we don't ovulate if we've got really high stress. And that makes it really difficult to conceive, and it can also increase any PMS symptoms that we have, and that's due to having really low levels or not a lot of progesterone. It affects our nervous system by being in that chronic state of fight and flight. And it also affects our immune system by turning on our immune response so that we can heal or kill any pathogens. Causing low-grade inflammation, and eventually what this leads to is immune system depletion. So if you do find yourself getting sick a lot and feeling like you're picking up all the bugs that are going around, it might pay to start tuning in to how stressed you are. Okay, so stress impacts your mood, your energy, and then subsequently your work in your life, right? Which is why it's such an important topic and why we're going to be diving obviously into how we can start reducing it today. So, how do we optimize our levels of stress? It requires a holistic and full system approach. So, it's never just, a quick fix. But one of those factors in that full system approach is looking at our mental stresses. So, particularly as business owners, it's quite common to maybe have a never-ending to-do list. Really consider if that's you. Have you said yes to too much? Another common one that we can also have as business owners. Are you feeling under pressure in your business? Do you have a decreased ability to clear catecholamines? Now, catecholamines are stress hormones, and if you have a lot of those, then it can result in feelings of anxiety, depression, and low moods. And the cool thing about what I get to do in genetic testing and that nutrigenomics world is test your ability to clear these catecholamines. Emotional stresses. So, are you feeling unheard, unseen, or unappreciated? Are you currently fighting with a friend or a family member or your partner? Maybe it's even sort of a client that you've got a disagreement with in your business. Or are you just feeling sad, depressed, hopeless about the world, the conflicts, the craziness that seems to never end? And then, of course, there's also the physical stresses. So, those things that we talked about before, that are you over or under exercising? Are you over or under eating? Do you have any nutrient deficiencies? Are you getting enough sleep? Do you have digestive or gut symptoms? And are you experiencing any issues with your hormones? Are they maybe imbalanced? Now, we have a lot of tools for those mental and emotional stresses, and today I'm going to be talking about more of the physical side of things because I feel like this one doesn't get talked about often enough. So, the point of today is to really dive deep into these physical stresses because once we deal with these in a holistic sort of approach, they'll also take the load off the mental and the emotional stresses too. All right, so with that in mind, three steps to optimize stress. One, sleep. Pretty self-explanatory and pretty obvious, but we're going to be talking about some ways that you will optimize your sleep. Hydration is another one, another really simple and easy one, but sometimes one that we can really let slip. And three is your balanced blood sugars. So, this one I see all the time in my clients, and a lot of the time people don't realize that imbalanced blood sugars can actually cause anxiety and feelings of overwhelm and stress. And they think that it might be due to work or something like that, when in actual fact, it can be that your blood sugars are low and you need to eat. All right, so first one. How do we optimize our sleep? I like to do this with all of my clients, and I really encourage you to do this too by optimizing your circadian rhythm. Now, the body has a master internal clock located in the brain's hypothalamus, and that takes its cues from light and darkness. So, the light or darkness that we're exposed to then coordinates our body's clocks. And believe it or not, we have internal little clocks in every single cell in our body. And they then regulate things like our hunger and digestion, our body temperature, our mood, our fluid balance, and a lot of other really important processes. So, my simple tool and strategy for you to optimize your sleep and circadian rhythm is viewing morning sunlight. So, exposure to light increases early day cortisol, and believe it or not, cortisol high in the morning is actually what we want. I know people are a little bit like, oh, cortisol, that stress hormone, I don't really want any of that, and I certainly don't want it elevated, but in the morning is the ideal time for elevated cortisol. It gives us that get up and go. It also stimulates the release of serotonin, which sets you up for your melatonin release at night. So, really important, actually, to get a good night's sleep, it starts with that early morning light exposure. So, what I would love you to do, and a really practical and easy strategy, is just as soon as you wake up, go outside for ideally 10 to 20 minutes. I know that might seem like a really, really long time. So if it can only get sort of 5 to 10, that is perfectly fine. The ideal is obviously 10 to 20, but for whatever you can. And make sure that is without any contacts, glasses, anything like that. Just exposing your eyes to the light does not mean that you've got to look directly into the sun. It's just purely being outside, ideally, sort of like looking towards the east where the sun is rising, and just getting a really good amount of that light exposure into your eyes. Now, I've got a wee note here. If you wake up before the sunrise, turn on your lights first so that, again, your body is at least getting some kind of light exposure, and then go outside as soon as the sun rises for, again, at least sort of 10 minutes, ideally a little bit longer than that, but at least 10. Not such a big deal in the summer months, but definitely is an issue in the winter. So just being mindful of that in the winter, lights on first and then jump outside as soon as the sun rises. Okay, our next one. How do we optimize our hydration? Pretty self-explanatory. So first, be sure you are drinking enough water for starters, right? Everybody knows this, but not many people do it. A good start for drinking enough water is your body weight in kilos divided by 30, and that's your daily intake in liters. So I've got an example there for, say, you weigh 65 kilos, divide that by 30, a baseline is 2.2 liters. Now, if you are nailing this, you're drinking plenty of water and you still have signs of dehydration, I really want to encourage you to try adding some electrolytes. Now, signs of dehydration too are things like you're experiencing headaches. Believe it or not, if you needed to go to the bathroom really frequently, that actually means that you're dehydrated. So those kinds of things, if you are experiencing them, please look into getting some electrolytes in. And the reason for that is because they are important for cellular hydration. And electrolytes include sodium, chloride, potassium, magnesium, and calcium. So if you're wondering how you're going to get those, I have got a wee electrolyte drink for you that you can make at home. Super, super simple. So fresh lemon juice, water, coconut water, and that's for that potassium content, and then a teaspoon of unrefined salt, ideally like Celtic or Himalayan. Add all those ingredients to a jar, shake it thoroughly, or blend in a blender for about 30 seconds. Just mix it all up, and you can sip on that throughout the day or have it sort of first thing in the morning. Okay, my practical tool for optimizing your hydration is starting your day hydrated. So, before you consume anything in the morning, and I mean food, coffee, tea, whatever you tend to have in the morning, before you do that, drink a minimum of 500 mils of water, so 2 cups of water. The best option is obviously having that homemade electrolyte drink in the morning because you know that you're definitely getting those cells hydrated. A better one is just, or sort of second to that is water, lemon water, sorry, warm lemon water with a quarter of a teaspoon of salt. And at that minimum, as I said, just the 500 mils of water. So you've got a couple of different levels there. But starting your day hydrated will at least set you up knowing that you've started the day right. Our third and final is how do we optimize our blood sugar? So there is a number of ways to do this. Optimizing your blood sugar is relatively complex. It really depends on what's going on for you personally. So I've just got here that we need to optimize your nutrition and your lifestyle. So a couple of different things. Take what you need and just leave what you're already doing. Avoiding eating carbohydrates on their own. So forget just having like a muesli bar or a couple of crackers or a piece of toast in the morning. Make sure that all of your meals and your snacks are a combination of carbohydrates, fiber, protein, and healthy fats. And if you do that, that really promotes a more gradual increase in your blood sugar levels and it decreases the risk of having imbalanced blood sugar levels. So what you don't want is a big blood sugar spike and then a blood sugar dip. We want a nice sort of gradual rise and fall of our blood sugar levels and making sure that you've got that really good combination on your plate or on your snack is super, super important. Another nice and easy one is just adding a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar to a glass of water and drinking that before your meals, ideally about 30 minutes before your meals. For my clients that are busy and on the go, sometimes I do say if you forget about, to have it about 30 minutes before your meals, and if you can tolerate it, just go for a shot of of apple cider vinegar. And just a one tablespoon is all you need. And that is one of the cool tricks that you can use to help stabilize your blood sugars as well. One more is taking a short walk after your main meals. So this is actually at night and in the evenings is where this is most beneficial. But even just a 10-minute walk after each of your meals can decrease your blood sugar as your muscles will start using the glucose, which is the energy from your food, for energy. Obviously, reducing stress is a big one, which we're talking about. So, cortisol raises our blood glucose and causes it to be released into the bloodstream, which we do not want if we're having that, balanced blood sugar. And of course, improving our sleep. So, we know how to do that, optimize that circadian rhythm, because otherwise, poor quality sleep can impact both insulin and cortisol levels the next day as cortisol impacts or reduces our insulin sensitivity. So that was a lot. What I would love for you to focus on is one thing. This is your practical tool, and it is eating a protein-rich breakfast each morning. So by adding protein to your breakfast along with your healthy carbohydrates and fats will provide a steady and prolonged energy boost by regulating your blood sugar. Again, like I said, we don't want that spike and the drop-off, which you'll get if you're just getting up and having a piece of toast or just a coffee, God forbid, aim for 25 grams of protein. Now, this is actually quite a bit. So what that looks like is four eggs. I know that most people don't get up and have four eggs for breakfast. So if eggs are something that you do have, maybe consider having something like salmon with it. Greek yogurt is also about 25 grams of protein, is about 3/4 of a cup of Greek yogurt. And then, as well, getting in a really good high quality protein powder is also another option you've got to get that 25 grams of protein in the mornings. All right, it is time to sum it up. So, let's review everything you've learned. All been reminded of, and I often say this to my clients, sometimes it's not learning all the new things. Sometimes we just need to be reminded of the stuff that we already know. So let's review what we've gone over today. You now know, or have been reminded of, that stress is Anything that your body perceives as a threat. Stress can be both good and bad. It just depends on your perception and also your ability to recover. You know how stress impacts your body and how to reduce it using that three-step holistic approach, knowing that you've got to look at the mental, the emotional, and also the physical. And you've got some practical tools for that physical side that you can reduce daily, sorry, that you can use daily to reduce the physical stress on your body. And like I said, if you do those, it will actually help to relieve some of that mental and emotional stress, because sometimes what's going on in the body can actually reflect in our emotions with brain fog, with a whole lot of other things that are going on mentally and emotionally, we don't even realize are actually originating from a physical stressor. All right. And lastly, just to review those three tools to optimize stress. So, number one, optimize your circadian rhythm by viewing morning sunlight. Again, ideally 10 to 20 minutes outside. No glasses, no contacts, no nothing like that. Viewing some light. Number two is optimizing your hydration, starting your day hydrated with one of those three levels, right? Either just the 500 mils of water, going for some lemon and maybe a pinch of salt to start that cellular rehydration, or going for your homemade electrolyte drink at the best level. And then number three is optimizing your blood sugars. And we do that by eating a protein-rich breakfast, ideally 25 grams of protein at that meal. And to be quite honest, throughout the day as well, if you're already nailing that for breakfast, make sure you're getting that at every single meal and even in the snacks if you're managing to have those through the day as well. All right. So, thank you all for your time today. I hope you got a lot out of that class. Now, obviously, if you've got any questions, my details there, my Instagram website, email. It has been amazing to be able to share this information with you. I really hope that you enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you all in the Golden Brads community.